I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We know this chapter is containing what we call the Lord's Prayer, or some would say the model prayer. I'm going to read one verse to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can call out to you who is our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for this time that people have made to be in the church house. I pray that you use these next few minutes to challenge us from your word. And we love you. Amen. Today's Father's Day. I like Father's Day. I enjoy Father's Day. I hope you do as well. And I'm going to bring a message today on that subject of fathers. And that's why we read the verse 9 here, because it says, "Our Father which art in heaven." How many of you, when you pray, you often say the phrase, "Heavenly Father"? How many of you often say that? The Heavenly Father. The title of my message today is "The Father's Father." The Father's Father. I want us to learn some lessons from this passage about our Heavenly Father. So I'm going to give you six things from this passage this morning that the Heavenly Father does for His children. And I want it to be an encouragement to all of us and a challenge to the fathers. I want you to look in verse number 5. We're going to look at several verses here, so keep your Bibles open. Six things that the Heavenly Father does that should encourage all of us as believers and should challenge us as fathers or those of us who are potential fathers. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest," verse 6, "enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." The first thing I want us to see here from these verses that our Heavenly Father does for His children is that He listens. These verses, all three verses, talk about us praying. When thou prayest. When you pray. We have a Heavenly Father that listens to His children. Oh, how people long for someone to listen to them. If you work with people, if you counsel with people, if you know people at all, you will know that people desire greatly to have others listen to their heart, to listen to their feelings, to hear their emotions, to listen to what they're thinking. It is a desire that all of us have, is it not true? Now, some of us may not talk as much as somebody else. Some of us may not willingly share that we want to be heard. But if we're honest with ourselves, we want to be listened to. And I want to encourage you this morning that if you're born again, if you are a child of the King, you have a Heavenly Father that listens to you. He is willing to hear your heart's cry. Amen? We are never in a situation in this earth, if we belong to God, we're never in a place where somebody is not willing to hear us if we come to Him the way He says to come to Him. Everyone needs to be listened to, and we have a Heavenly Father that's more than willing to be listened, more than willing to listen. I want to give you this illustration. I want you dads to listen carefully. There was a young man who had been sentenced to prison. He came before the judge, and the judge had known this young man from his childhood, and he was well acquainted with the young man's father, who was a famous legal scholar and an author of a book called The Law of Trust. And the judge looked at the young man who was on trial and he said, "Do you remember your father?" And the man said, "I remember him well, Your Honor." Then trying to probe, the judge was trying to probe this trying to probe this young man's conscience, he said this, "As you're about to be sentenced, as you think of your wonderful dad, what do you remember most clearly about him?" And there was a pause. And then the young man answered the judge, and he said this, "I remember when I went to him for advice, he looked up at me from the book he was writing and said, 'Run along, boy, I'm busy.' When I went to him for companionship, he turned me away saying, 'Run along, son, this book must be finished.' Your Honor, you remember my dad as a great lawyer. I remember him as a lost friend." The magistrate muttered to himself, "Alas, he finished the book, but he lost the boy. He finished the book, but he lost the boy." Dads, don't make the mistake of not having time for your children, not taking time to listen to your children, and don't be like this example and lose them and lose their friendship because you're not like the Heavenly Father who always has time to listen to His children, the Father's Father. May God, our Heavenly Father, be our example of how we are to be with our children. So the first thing the Heavenly Father does is He listens. The second thing here, if we look in verse number 6, it says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall" what? "Reward thee openly." Our Heavenly Father rewards His children. He does not simply have expectations of His children. He does not simply demand things of His children, but He also rewards them for their well-doing. Our Father is not simply praised by His children, but He is a praiser of His children. God has clearly said that no man is to take His glory, but He has also said that He's got glory for us. Amen? And God is a God of praise, not just of being praised, but He is a God that rewards them who diligently seek Him. And if we're going to be the right kind of earthly father to our children, then we've got to be more than a father that has expectations of his children, who has demands of his children, who has laws and rules for his children, but who sees his children's obedience, who sees what they do for him and others, and praises them and recognizes them. That is the type of father children need in their homes. I think too often fathers tend to magnify or concentrate on the privileges of being a father and not the responsibilities of being a father. Amen? We tend to focus on the responsibility of our children and not the responsibility that we have to our children. I say to fathers all the time, I said, God didn't give you your children just for your sake. He gave you children so that you could be their servant. Amen. Does anybody say amen around here? You ladies can say amen. That's okay. These men are being quiet on me. That's right. You're supposed to serve your children. And if you don't see yourself as a servant to your children, you are failing as a father. God put you, or He put those children in your home so you would serve them and reward them and listen to them. Amen? We need to see their interest, see their accomplishments, and give them attention and praise. Look in verse number 8. Verse number 8 says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father," what? "Knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him." The third thing that the Heavenly Father does is that He knows. He has knowledge of your needs, and the implication here is that God will meet those needs. Our God knows what He needs to provide for us, and He is the great provider to His children. I don't so much need to worry about what I ask for when I pray, but that I ask, because the Father knows best what I need. Amen? Do you know what is best for your children? Dad, do you know what's best for for your children. Now listen to me carefully here. If you don't know God, then you don't know what's best for your children. The only way you are going to be able to provide for your children, the way your children need to be provided for, is if you know the Heavenly Father, so you can know what your kids need and provide for them like God intended for you to provide. If you don't know God, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you don't know today that if you die that you go to heaven, I would encourage you before you leave this property to let somebody sit down with you and tell you about how God can be your Heavenly Father, because that's the only way you're going to know what's best for your children. And you may be saved and you know God as a Father, but are you listening to Him? Because you're not listening to Him, then you don't know what your children need. But our Father knows. He listens. He rewards. He knows. Look in verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. And these two go together. He provides. Give us, Lord. Hey, God, give us our daily bread. The Heavenly Father provides for His children. Amen? He meets our needs. Dad, are you meeting your children's needs? Are you meeting their needs? Now, I'm talking about both physical, emotional, spiritual. Your children has needs. They have need for companionship. Are you meeting those needs? If you don't, someone else will. If you don't, someone else will. I teach some lessons on child rearing to our church. And one of the things I taught the parents in our church was that I think it's a great thing. I love the fact that I have on both sides of my family great grandmas and grandpas that look out for their children and provide and give us things. I mean, my father-in-law, Ed Reyes, he's a gracious man. And he's good to us. But I tell people, don't ever get lazy in your parenting and let somebody else start doing what is your role to do. Whether it be a grandparent, whether it be somebody else, whether it be an uncle, whether it be a friend, or whether it be somebody, a teacher, don't let somebody take your role as a provider, because when somebody else starts providing, they become the number one influence in that person's life. And I've watched it being in the ministry in America and in Ghana. The people who have the greatest influence in a child's life is the one providing for them. And that's why it's so important, men, that you stand up on your legs and your feet and be a man and provide for your children, whether it be a little or whether it be a lot, whatever it is, you provide for them so that you have the influence in their life. Amen? The Father's Father. He listens. He provides. He rewards. He knows. Number 5. Look in verse number 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also what? Forgive you. This is not talking about forgive you so that you can be born again. This is talking about forgiving you and your relationship with Him. I want to be close to my Father. And if I won't forgive you, now I'm not going to be close with Him. But when I'm willing to forgive you, then God says, okay, we can be close. Our Father forgives, does He not? But one of the greatest prayers I believe that God enjoys listening to is the prayer of confession. Is that when we see ourselves as having wronged the lawgiver and we come to Him in confession, God says, I like that. Talk to me. Talk to me. He loves it when we're willing to confess our sin to Him and forsake it. But yet, there are so many young people in this world who can't get forgiveness from their own parents. That's a tragedy. Be willing to accept your children for who they are. Accept them for what they have done. That's how God accepted us, is it not? But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ, what? Died for us while we were yet sinners. Make sure you express forgiveness to your children, because that's what the Heavenly Father does for His children. My Father does not expect perfection. He accepts me as I am, even when I do wrong. Dad, forgive your children. Accept them for who they are. Let them know that they always have a place with you, and assure them of that love. So vital and important. And the sixth thing is this. Look at verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The sixth thing the Heavenly Father does is He guides and protects. It says, and lead us, deliver us. God guides and He protects. My Father has given me all the instruction that I need in His Word. Amen. Aren't you thankful that you have a Bible? I love that listening to the Reyes family sing, and they were singing about their dad, and they sung that line. I think it said, counsel and guide. Counsel and guide. That's what the Father has done for us. He's not left us without counsel. He's not left us without a guide. He's given us His Word, and He's given us the Holy Spirit. The Heavenly Father is a good Father. And your children need you to be a guide and a protector of them. And let me say this. You know, I was going to say this about the pastor. I thank God this church has a pastor who's been serving here 16 years. And as I read my Bible, I find there's two primary responsibilities of the head of a local church. And that is to feed the flock of God from God's Word. I'm not talking about hot dogs and snow cones and all that. That's okay. And pancakes and sausage. It's feed them the Word of God. Feed them good doctrine and keep the doctrine straight. But the other primary responsibility of a pastor is to be an example. To be an example to the flock. And you have an example here in your church and in his wife and their marriage and their family. They are a example to this church. And I love seeing that godly example. You want to thank God that you have that godly example in this church. And that's what your children need in their home. See, when we talk about leadership, there's a lot to learn about leadership. And I've read a lot of books about it, but the greatest book on leadership is called the Bible. And the greatest tool you have in your leadership is your example. Follow me as I follow Christ, is what Paul said. And Dad, the greatest way that you're going to guide your children is not telling them what they ought to do. It's showing them what they ought to do. It's not sitting down and saying, don't do what I have done. It's sitting them down and saying, watch me. That is the kind of father our children need. They need to be like the Father. Amen? Be a guide. Be an example to your children and protect them. And let me say, that's the greatest way you're going to protect your children. Listen to me. You're never going to be able to be all places for your children and to protect them from all things. One of the greatest things you can do to protect their life is to be an example to them to where they are not led astray into sin and led astray from their God, but they have a godly example and a father. Amen. I thank God for mothers. This world needs fathers too. God didn't make a home with just a mother or just a father. He made homes with a mother and a father for a reason. What a beautiful word, father. What a beautiful word father can be. The sad thing is, father's not a very good word to some people. Oh, that our children would see God the Father in us. The Father's Father. Look to your Heavenly Father and let Him be an example of how you are to be a father. Young people, you're here today. You may not have a father like I described today, but don't use that as an excuse not to be the kind of father I described today. Because none of us have an excuse, because all of us can have a Heavenly Father. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank You for the Word of God that teaches us about You. And You truly are good. You are the Heavenly Father. And we are blessed to know You. And God, may we simply, or may we not only rejoice in what You do for us, but maybe we be challenged by what You do for us to fulfill that same role in the lives of our children. Father, may it be so. May it be the testimony of the men of this church. May it be the testimony of every man that hears my voice today, that they would in their hearts lift their mind and attention to You now and say, God, help me to be that kind of person. Help me to be the father that You want me to be. Help me to follow that example. Some of you men are older. Maybe your children are out of your house, but they still need a father. They still need Your example. They still need you to keep doing right. Don't ever stop being this type of example to your family.